Welcome to the Dummy Plug Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the Dummy Plug Podcast. I'm Gainer79. Tonight I'm being joined by General Iowa.
Hi, folks.
Actually, Asuka.
Hello.
And Unit 2.
Hello.
Tonight on the podcast, we're going to be discussing the recent announcement of the Evangelion Blu-ray set. It's quite pricey, but we got to talk about that. We're also going to be discussing some of our thoughts on Evangelion merchandise and how far we'd be willing to go to get some of it. So, first off, we're going to start with the Blu-ray stuff. So they announced the content list and the what's included with the new Japanese release of the Evangelion Blu-ray set. It runs at about $300 US, which is like 38,000 yen. And it contains the entire original series. It also includes Death and Rebirth and End of Evangelion. Plus, it also includes like a whole bunch of bonus stuff, including some updated stuff from like the TV promos, some audition recordings for the original Japanese cast, some other stuff we're not really sure of, some alternate scenes and some music video stuff and. You know, just a whole bunch of really cool, bonus extras. So I'll open this up to everybody at the podcast here. What do you guys think? Is this $300 price tag for this Blu-ray set worth it?
Never.
I still don't get Blu-ray.
I don't know. Somebody take this.
$300 is not worth it for a DVD set.
Well, it's a Blu-ray set, number one.
Excuse my fucking ass. Jesus.
Well, again, it's a Blu-ray set, and it comes with a ton of bonus stuff. So
I mean, isn't it stuff that, like, already exists? Though I haven't heard of the alternate scenes.
Yeah, like, that's, like, the one thing I'm kind of thrown off about is, like, supposedly one of the things in this set is an alternate version of the last scene with Asuka in episode 26, and it's supposedly a
episode 26 or EOE.
It says episode 26, and it says it's a different version with Asuka with a different script, and it was something that was made during the production phase. So,
which scene is that? Is that
the
kitchen scene? Is that 26?
When
Shinji knocks over the table.
Honestly,
that is End of Eva.
Okay, so
is it?
I think it's, isn't it like
Asuka?
Because in End of It, that's part, he flips the table over and then he grabs her and then pumps her Todd starts.
I was going to say, then isn't it then the bathtub scene then?
What?
She doesn't say anything with the bathtub.
Ugh.
And the bathtub is EOE too.
I don't fucking know. No. Well, whatever. There was something happening in episode 26 that's different
from the
original
series. What, you mean when Asuka tries to commit suicide? Bathtub scene, or?
Yeah, that one.
I could have sworn that was in the original series, and they just reused it and made it a little bit more visible for EOE.
Well, whatever. Whatever it is, alternate scene of it.
Okay.
So, there's also, like, the music video collection, which includes, like, the opening, the ending, and then, like, a lot of insert songs. Then there's, like, the TV spots. Then there's this image booklet that has, like, written commentary and production timelines and, like, stuff like that. And it was originally included with, like, the Laserdisc volumes.
Is that the Red Book?
No. Well, no, the red thing is, that's the DVD set.
Oh, I mean, like, the Red Book.
I honestly don't know. But yes, updated Ava. Better graphics. mostly.
I don't know how much better you can get. What?
Still looks better than original Final Fantasy VII.
Let's not even bring that up. I don't want to start a war.
Remake!
Yeah.
Air horn, my phone hit the other side of the room.
So, yeah. There so, you go. I don't know. I mean, personally, I think this would be worth it in terms of what you're getting, you know, with content. Especially if, like, you're a real big fan or, like, you know, knowing this kind of stuff makes you, you know, it's, like, a thing for you. Like, I mean, personally, I'm one of those people, like, I see the series. I don't need to delve too much into the production and stuff. But if you're into that kind of stuff, this is probably really worth it for you.
It's not even production. It's, like, it's just a repackaging.
Well,
I don't know.
As the person
we'll stop
the...
eating this dead horse when it stops spitting out money.
Yeah, well, A, good luck on that. And B, I'm the person who may be the most completionist when it comes to the DVDs of the Ava franchise amongst the four of us. I don't know. I really don't know if I'd really get this. I would only... If I found AOE on its own again, I probably wouldn't, because I already have everything else. I don't need a Blu-ray of it, to be honest. Or if I could get it for a cheaper price, I'd probably do it, but not $300.
Well, I mean...
It's got a lot of nice stuff, yes, I understand that, and the whole package itself sounds amazing, but not for that price tag. Okay. I have to draw the line somewhere.
So. All right, well, I mean, for some people it might be worth it, for others, not so much.
I think if you don't already have a box set, I think it's a nice cohesive package.
Right, especially with Blu-ray involved, because you know it's going to look phenomenal. It's probably going to sound great.
But again, like, this is stuff from the mid to late 90s. How much better can we really... Like, okay, are we going to notice a visible difference between this and the Platinum? Because if I'm not going to get that, then it's not worth the money.
Well, it is a full HD remaster.
Well, but the thing is Platinum is, like, an upgrade over the original cuts, and that even still wasn't, you know, that noticeable.
Mm.
There's only so much you can do to make something from 20 years ago look better before it just becomes impossible.
Right. Well, I mean, until I see, like, a side-by-side comparison, I can't say, yes, it's going to be this much better than this.
Yeah, I need that. I need, like, literal pictures of this remaster against the Platinum and the original, like, cut, and then I will make my decision. Because if I do not see, like, a very noticeable difference in, you know, looks, I'm not going to bother.
I think it's also one of those things where, like, even if you can't really update, like, the video that much, I think a lot of the sound is really updated with this thing.
Well, that's fine, but I don't know how much of a draw is that going to be. Ooh, it sounds better. Yay!
Right, well, I mean...
More cicadas.
Well, here, like, the specifications they're listing for the Blu-ray are, and I know this is going to sound like a lot of tech jargon because I don't understand it myself.
Blah, blah. Oh, great, now we have... Welcome to the technobabble part of the Dummy Plug podcast. Blah, 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 right. Blah, blah.
I'm good at technobabble. I know buzzwords.
Right, anyway.
I can paradigm shift. Watch me.
Okay, so hold on. I'm going to try and translate this as much as I can...
This isn't going to end well.
So the Blu-ray disc, 50 gigabytes, 1080p color,
yeah.
4:3 display, 5.1 channel linear sound, MPEG quality, plus subtitles, and
No, go on.
No, that's it. That's really.
Oh, wow. That's everything I already knew.
Okay, so.
That's it? It's over?
I'm trying, damn it.
No, not you. I'm just... Somebody laugh! Fuck!
All right. Well, either way.
Well, yeah, like, I understand the fact... Look, I know Blu-ray and what it can do. I mean, come on, I've been following Blu-ray ever since, you know, that was announced.
Ever since many... HD DVD.
Oh, yeah. Hey, America, remember that war?
Yeah, how dumb do we feel about HD?
Ooh. Hey, Microsoft, tell me how my bleep tastes. Oh.
My phone just went off that apparently we are supposed to get the remnants of Tropical Storm, whatever the Christ, in like
an
hour.
Yeah, I've been watching that. I was actually really worried about that going north.
Bill?
The
Bill,
remnants
Bill,
of Tropical
Bill,
Storm
Bill,
Bill will arrive in the Ohio Valley late tonight. Bill, Nye,
the science guy.
Bill Nye,
the El Nino.
Yeah, Bill Nye, the rainstorm. shit. Yeah, I've been watching that, like, just kind of sit and rotate ever so slightly, and I was wondering, oh, man, is that going to hit some of you? And I was like, well, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Fuck!
All right, so moving along here, we'll move on to the next little topic of discussion, because I'm pretty sure the majority of you guys would not pay $300 for this thing.
Not unless they give me something that I just have to get my hands on, and it's...
I don't even have a Blu-ray player.
Well, it even plays Blu-ray.
Why a PlayStation?
PlayStation 4 does.
So 3 does!
3, 4 does too, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, 3 is cheaper.
Well, yeah, but still.
They're also Blu-ray players.
Yeah. Eh.
All right. Anywho, next topic is how much and how far would we go to get Ava merchandise?
I'd kill a man.
I'd
kill two dudes.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Unspeakable
things.
Unit 2 already has, like, one of the... Yeah, Unit 2 has one of my... Has, like, the only thing missing from my collection.
Oh, yes, and I treasure it.
Because I personally gave it to him at Midwest because he asked for it. I was like, yeah, here you go. And I just gave it up without a second thought.
He didn't even ask. He was like, hey, can we borrow this so we can watch it?
I just said, fuck it, just take it. Why not? Yeah, I just gave him into Vava. Why not? Fuck it. Oh, and that deck of playing cards, too.
Yeah, I still got that, too.
Ballin'.
Okay. So, okay, but
not very far is the serious answer because...
I don't know, like... Because my definition of merch is very different from, like, you guys' definition. Like, I would pay obscene amounts of money. Like, okay, I have an Asuka figure, a smaller one.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be 4 inches instead of 8. Of the Dance Battle Asuka outfit, and it's probably my favorite figure that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I would pay unreasonable amounts of money to have a matching Shinji. I am not kidding. Like, I would pay probably upwards of $150 to find a match.
See, that's not that bad.
By the way, if anybody has
these... It's different where I would never pay more than $20 for a
Yeah, if anybody
like,
has
I just don't
these,
care.
You know, just let us know. We'd be glad to, you know, buy them off you.
Yeah.
I don't even
if
know
if that
Shinji
Shinji
even exists. Like,
yeah, I'm not even...
I don't think
hold on a second.
To the internet!
Internet, I need you! I need you back.
It's weird that they never make it, but it also makes complete sense
no, it,
that they never make
Ava,
it.
It makes complete sense.
It has to exist. I mean, if we're beating the dead horse with a Blu-ray set, I think we can beat the dead horse with a Shinji Ikari, you know, so you think you can dance.
I mean, if other companies and other forms of medium can beat dead horses worse than this, why not Ava, LOL? You know what I'm talking about.
So anywho.
Am I the only one of the four of us that
square?
Doesn't have a... Yeah, exactly. Am I the only... Yeah, I'm in total square. Am I the only one of the four of us that doesn't have a figure of any kind?
Probably.
I've got a Unit 2 Gunpla. Does that count?
Yes.
Then
no.
Or then yes.
Well, it kind of counts. I mean, you know, Gunpla for the win. But I've never really been into the figure market when it comes to... not even Ava, just anime in general. I'm more happy with just wall scrolls, DVDs, buttons, you know, just like stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Like for example,
I like weird merch. Like I like my my Sahakio plush that Sammy made.
Oh yeah, plushes.
And
are,
like my Pen plush
awesome.
And my figures. I like the two posters I have. Like I don't like really official merch. I prefer fan made stuff.
I would, honestly, a plush would be, like, awesome, but it would have to be an angel if I was going to do a plush. Because,
yeah.
You know, those are awesome. I mean, I have my flag. I mean, you know, that's...
The flag is so cool.
That thing only cost me, like, $25.
Hold on, guys. I'm like, I was just searching for like that version Shinji figure Asuka wanted.
Did you find it?
No, but I found like Lego versions of Asuka, Mari, and some of the angels.
That's pretty cool.
Like official Lego or like fan-made?
No, like it's.
Oh, it's fan-made.
I'm not even sure what it is. It's like
it's Duplo blocks.
Metacom. I don't know what Metacom is. Here, I'm gonna post the link.
Yeah, there you go. You know, two giant Duplos of like the Ava units just randomly come out of nowhere.
There, I posted the link in the chat for you guys. But anywho,
good for you.
Oh my God, they're cute.
I know, right?
Oh, they're really cute.
Am I?
So, like, I mean, I'm trying to think, like, in terms of what I would go for in terms of merch. I mean, I pretty much own the stuff I want.
Well, Ava wise, yes, you do.
Ava wise. Shut up! I have that. I just had to go to eBay to get that.
Yeah, well, you're still never finding it at a convention. I will find it first.
Shut up. Anywho,
find what?
He can never find an Orihime figure at an anime convention, and one of these days, I'm just going to find one, and I'm going to just rub it in his face. And then he will pummel me, and it'll all be okay.
Please, I almost pummeled you when we found Toji's sister.
Yeah, I know, that was pretty, funny,
what?
Like
3.33?
Yeah, that makes more
sense.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, if it was like original series Toji's sister, I was going to be like, the hell? That would have been even weirder. But yeah, he just looked at me with like this death glare when I found that. What was this again?
This was Ace in
2014.
No, was it 14? I thought it was
12. Yeah, it was 14. No, it was 14.
Yeah, you're right. It was 14.
Yeah, it would have been. Yeah, it was 14. I just found it. I just said, hey, get in our look. He's like, what? And I just hold up. He just looks at me like, I will kill you. I will end you.
Yeah, so. But I mean, like, in terms of like the merch I have, because I have a fair assortment of figures. I don't own Shinji though, but I have, because I have Mari. I don't have an Asuka either, actually, now that I think about it.
Asuka what?
I don't have anything Asuka.
Oh, now that I have almost exclusive.
But no, because I own a Rei, because I have 3.33 Rei. I own Mari, which I love to death.
Surprising.
Shut up. Nope. I own Hikari and Ritsuko too, which is kind of weird.
Nah, not really.
But they're like small figures. They're like, you know, not that big. I also own like Unit 1 Awakened. I own a Gendo from 3.3. There's actually some stuff I don't even have unpacked. Like, if you saw my...
I've seen your place. There's a reason why it's not unpacked.
Yeah, like, I literally don't have the room to put everything out that I really would want to, but...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on a second. You guys keep talking for a second. I need to go grab something.
Okay. So, but yeah, I mean, I have, like, the stuff... if I really saw something I want, I would get. I have that because I work, and I'm an adult, and I have money, and yay... And then I bought like the Mark VI, you know, this past ASIN. So,
I should get a unit two.
You should get a unit two.
I really
should. You should get a super lewd figure. Come on.
Here we go. Super lewd unit two.
Oh,
no,
God.
super lewd. Like,
I don't like where this is going.
No, I mean like not even from Ava. Like, I mean, we should find you like one of the ones with snap away clothes or something. Lilith has one. It's really pretty.
I'm afraid to.
It's a seven deadly sins concept thing. I'm pretty sure it's really cool.
Oh,
like
okay.
It's a super well made figure, and it has snap away tatas, and it's really cool.
Okay, I'm gonna just move that for a second.
It's perfect. You can figure out. You can have it exactly as lewd as you want it to be.
Okay.
It's fantastic. Yeah, come on. I'm gonna get you a lewd figure.
Okay.
Hey,
Gunpla.
This is unrelated for most of those are listening, but for the three of you, not so much Gaynor, but more, you know, Unit 2 and Asuka. I'm sending you guys a couple of things in that one thing that we used to communicate in.
What?
You'll see in a second.
Oh, the chat.
Okay, there's the first picture. So, story time! It's story time. With Iowa. It's on Facebook. So, when we went to ASEN this year... It's the Year of Ava, shockingly enough. So they had a panel called Year of Evangelion at ASEN.
What are you doing? You're making noise.
Yeah, I'm getting something out of a wrapper.
Oh.
So
Oh.
Yeah, you see what I mean. So.
No, I don't see what you mean. It's not in my chat.
Yeah, so as we were lining up for this panel at ASIN, there was...
Oh, what the hell was that? Who the fuck is that?
That's your messenger.
Oh, it's you. It's you.
Yeah, it's me sending the picture so that Unit 2 and Asuka can see exactly. So we were all everybody in the line was given raffle tickets. And there were various assorted AVA prizes being handled out by Mr. Carl Horn, who works for Dark Horse and on the AVA franchise. By the way, that dude is really awesome. I got him to sign the flag, and he drew on it too, which was awesome. Anyways, so...
Are those phone charms?
Yes, they are. Those are.
I'm going to cry. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, okay, so A, that is what, as I showed them, and I'll post a picture. We can post the picture elsewhere. That is what I won. By the way, those are awesome. The better part of the story is the number that I had to win these.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah,
was
so,
it like 69420?
No. I had so everybody had like the first three digits are irrelevant. The last three digits, I got the most perfect ones ever.
3.33.
No.
666.
The number of the
big Satan.
And I think he said something, oh man, this is very, when he pulled the ticket, he was like, oh, this is oddly appropriate. And then he put out six, he said 666, and I basically just let out a victory yell.
And we laughed, and then.
Yeah, that was simply awesome. And that just continues my streak of winning free crap at conventions. I don't know how I do it, but I keep doing it.
You know, I just realized this is like the first. That was the first convention I didn't win anything because I didn't.
Well, we never made it to any of the Soviet ASIN panels. That's
I know,
why.
And if I, if the Soviet ASIN people ever hear this, I am so sorry. I got so drunk and I got, and there was
You did.
I got really drunk and I did, and then there was some stupid shit that happened with other reasons that I don't talk about on air.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about that. Yeah, we're not going to talk about the stuff on air. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we never made it, so we never won free crap.
Yeah, because I could have won more VHSs, because I know more crap than anybody.
Yeah, you could win more VHSs that weren't rewound.
Anywho.
And I just imagine Gaynor's door slamming and his car just starting and vrooming off as he comes to drive towards me and beat me up.
Jeez. 3 hours later.
Yeah, insert SpongeBob time card here. 3 hours later. So
I might randomly just show up at your door one day for reasons beyond my control. anywho.
Okay.
So we got off topic for the life of us.
Well, you did it.
We're
talking about merch. It's fine.
We're talking about merchandise anyways. Bucket!
Well,
I'd pay money for the bucket.
I think we'd all pay money for the buckets. I want the race.
I need to find that bucket.
I want the bucket.
We need to work on this.
I know where you can get it.
Where?
The bucket?
I know where you get all this crap. Like
people on the forum, if Kamal and I ever get hitched, the Nerve bucket is on the wedding registry, and you can get us as many as you want.
Aren't you still doing the AVA?
Fill our home with Nerve buckets. If you do that and I end up spawning, every person that gets me a Nerve bucket gets a picture of my spawn in a Nerve bucket. That'll be our birth announcement. It's just our child in a Nerve bucket.
Anywho.
Aren't you doing an AVA-themed wedding anyways? Or is
What? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, I'm going to be wearing that, too.
It's only going to be a Mass Effect.
That costume thing. It'll be ridiculous.
Okay, I can deal with that.
Can we merge the two of them?
Oh my god, wait. If we do a Blackhawks-themed wedding, we could just put the...
Guys, the AVA buckets were re-released in new colors, and they have pink. Hold on.
If we ever did, if you guys ever did the AVA wedding, mm-hmm. Unit 2 could totally wear the Unit 2 outfit, and we could just put Blackhawks logos all over it.
God damn it.
my God. They're themed buckets for the AVA units, 0, 1, 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Yeah, we've seen that.
I've never seen this before. I want the pink one.
Oh, no.
Mario's
bucket is all right, somebody on the forums, do that.
Where we can get all this wonderful crap. If you go to, you got to sort through the Japanese a little bit, but there's the official AVA store.
Yeah, it's called
AVAstore.jp or something
It's called Google Translate, dude. Are you kidding me?
But I'm saying that's the site where you can find AVAstore.jp or something like that.
Hold on, I'm going to look this up.
I think.
I want the bucket.
like
the Mr. Bucket.
But it's like, yeah, it's the official, because there's an official Ava store in Japan, and they have their own website where you can buy stuff.
Yeah,
I am not
I know.
Above accepting gifts from people that listen to this podcast and like me. I am not above accepting gifts from you.
Well, considering, you the, considering give, all give the me. Wonderful fan mail you keep getting.
Yeah, you do get quite a bit of it, so.
Still?
Yes.
Well, like, if I remember correctly, weren't you the one who told me that, like, one of our fans kind of contacted you and
oh,
said,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was Jeremy.
Jeremy's been talking to me too lately, and
he's cool.
Yeah,
right.
He's very nice, Jeremy. We love you.
Hi, Jeremy. You're cool.
You're a valued listener, and we love you.
So yeah, I accept Ava merch as tribute. Just don't get me any gross stuff.
Yeah, like last thing we need is like Ava dildos or something.
No, ew, gross. No.
Why do I just imagine somebody with like? Why do I just imagine someone with a staff going, "Arise, Asuka, arise"?
I want Ultra Mega Asuka.
Yeah, Ultra Mega Asuka.
Bucket. So, how much is the bucket?
I don't know,
but I see the Ava GPS. I forgot about that.
Oh my god! So Asuka can yell at you and tell you which way to go, and when you make a wrong turn, she can call you stupid.
I need someone to do the yen trick. How much is 4,980 yen?
Hold on, I got you.
You can Google that.
That's exactly what I'm doing. 4,980.
Yes.
Gotcha. That's 40 and a half bucks.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's made out of steel. The official bucket is made out of tin-free steel.
Nice.
That's not bad for 40 and a half bucks.
Yeah, okay, whoever wants to get me a $50 bucket, hurry up.
Shipping.
You get
absolutely nothing in return except for, like,
You
should totally do, like, signed cosplay prints. I'm sure people
would. God, dude!
No, God, I would never.
Oh,
I would
wait,
never. It would freak me out so much. Like,
Asuka, I know exactly what you can give them.
What?
A laurel and a hearty handshake.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get a shout-out on the podcast.
That works. Fuck it.
Yeah, we'll give, like, if you buy any of us stuff, I'm sure we give you shout-outs.
I don't know what, I don't want anybody.
Don't buy me things, that would freak me out.
Give you a PC unit, too. I'll give you a PC unit, too. Take a leg.
You don't have it anymore? Oh, God.
I have suggested on several different occasions that we sell parts of Unit 2.
That's not the worst idea.
You need to at least keep the head.
Oh, well, duh.
Yeah, the head's going to stay.
Like you should show up to like your next convention with just the head and like a tuxedo and go as like Dapper Unit 2.
Yo, Kamal, do you want to do that?
Tuxedo Unit 2?
And a top hat. You have to have a top hat.
But a very small top hat.
Tuxedo Unit 2.
It needs
great.
To be like a regular size top hat. Just, and like a monocle.
No, sometimes I wear it with, like, I have a red Adidas shirt, or not shirt, jacket.
Like a track jacket.
Yeah, I just need the pants, too, like, get the full red tracksuit.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, my God.
It would look so, like, 90s rap.
Are you going to get a gold chain while you're at it just to be, like, rapper Unit 2?
Oh, my God, do this.
Maybe.
And they can carry around a boombox playing, like, some
remix.
I hate
to say it, there are kind of Unit 2 possibilities you can do with just the head, man. This is actually not a bad idea.
And I will form the head.
He's not... Wait a minute! Why is Voltron here?
He's trying to get at you.
I wish I wasn't so big so I could cosplay Ava stuff, but...
Cosplay Ava stuff, who cares? I don't care.
Do it anyways!
I don't look like any character, though.
I don't look... Dude,
You look more the character than I do.
Don't even with this. I'm not letting you go here. I'm putting my foot down.
Oh,
we're
shit.
Not going there.
Oh, shit!
I'm just saying, you have the personality better down than I do. I could. There's like no. I don't. There's like no.
All right,
there's
Asuka
no character I feel
Ganon
like could legitimately, you know, do.
Asuka kills Ganon.
That's silly. Anyone
five,
can do anyone.
Four,
no, I'm. I got it. I got it. I will get you a little
like,
credit here.
Like
I am.
At best, I'd be like some random bridge bunny or something like
no,
that.
No. There are plenty of characters. Also, like cosplaying for your body type is the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life. Like. Literally, anime characters are unattainable. Like, nobody looks that way. Not even the people that are, like, as thin as anime characters are don't look that way. Like, perfect example of, like, how that works is, like, I was reading something about, like, okay, is everyone here familiar with Sonico? Like, Super Sonico?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, the post weight for Sonico, Look it up, Kamal, or don't. Oh, excuse me. Look it up with Safe Search on.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Sonico is, like, supposed to be my weight.
I think but, it's on like, her, but it's all
on her
chest.
I was going to say, the measurements don't make any sense. So, like, yeah, even no the characters shot. That are supposed to be chubby don't make any sense. So, like,
nope.
Why worry about it? Also, there's this character I keep seeing on Tumblr all the time that looks like you, and I don't know what show it's from. He's like, tall and, like, very nice, and I don't remember what his name was.
Wait.
He's got really thick lips.
Oh, it's from,
Ori
Monogatari.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's from a Gatari, but
yeah,
I forgot
what. Ori Monogatari.
Dude, cosplay him! What the fuck is
that? Yeah, there you go,
you?
Fuck it. Fuck it!
Yeah, no, cosplay for your personality, not your body type, that's silly. I only cosplay Asuka because I mean, what, Kamal, what is my type?
Spunky redheads.
Thank you. I cosplay almost exclusively strong-minded redheaded characters. The redheaded thing is secondary, but I cosplay characters that I vibe with. I vibe with Merida a lot. I like her independence. I vibe with Asuka a lot. She don't take shit from nobody. I vibe with Squirrel Girl a lot because she's the fucking best. So find a character you like and just do it. Who cares? Who cares what you look like? No one cares.
Either way,
this isn't here as a cosplay. Do what you want.
So either way,
life is too short to piss it away cosplaying characters you don't like.
Well, either way, I lack the ability to sew anything. So
what? Commission it. Commission it. Who cares?
Yeah, find somebody who can commission
it.
I don't
buy
have that
it.
Kind of money.
No.
Then don't cosplay.
I don't want to.
Hey, the one cosplay I want to do is really
like,
easy.
Ooh, buying my cosplays is too expensive and I can't sew. I'm like, you have two options.
Save
money for the cosplay or learn how to sew. Also, I will get off of my cosplay soapbox in a second. When people act like it is less expensive to make your costume, like, oh, well, you made it, so you didn't spend as much money as someone who got expensive and bought it. I'm like, that is totally untrue. Completely untrue. I am going to have to spend so much money to get fabric for this thing that I'm about to make. Kamal knows firsthand how much money I spend on fabric for these things. Like, they are, and plus, like, the amount of time it takes to make them, like, nah. But for real, do what's within your means. Like, if all you can do is a closet cosplay, like, don't let anyone tell you that's stupid. Do what you can. Cosplay is about fun. Who cares? Have a good time. It's not about, like, overstressing yourself and freaking out. Unless you're me and, like, you compete and that's what makes you happy. Like, truly, when I stress out about competition, I'm stressed in the moment, but it does make me happy long term. So, yeah. Except soapbox. That's enough.
Okay. I'm just going to do Steven Stills from Scott Pilgrim. Screw it.
Do it. See? Who cares? Just
yeah, all he needs is a giant belt buckle, a plaid shirt, and a guitar, which I can't play. But anyways,
what?
I already have the personality down. It's like, I hate everybody. Why are we not recording?
If I was actually to cosplay some of the characters that I enjoy, I'd be one sick, twisted bastard.
Hey, you should just, like, retool your Bob one and just be Coop from Megas. Come on, man. I've been yelling at you to do that for years.
I know, but I almost don't want to do it for that reason, actually.
Okay, then don't modify that. Just get a different shirt and just do both.
It's not even that. It's like, I shouldn't, like, feel like I need to, like, I should be obligated to do it because...
Oh, no, I'm not saying be obligated, but you should just do Coop anyways because you freaking love that show. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, Megas was a great show.
Yeah,
don't
Megas,
get me wrong,
Megas
but,
was
like...
Awesome.
I like merch from other shows. I just remember that I collect merch from other shows. Or not even shows. Like,
franchises.
I have so many alpacas. I have a lot of alpacas. Oh, that's something that you can for sure send me, like, if you want to buy me things at conventions. No, because, like, if I say, like, haha, buy me Ava merch, like, I would feel terrible if someone bought me, like, really expensive Ava merch. But, like, I don't know. If you bought me a little baby alpaca, that would make my life.
Somehow I feel like your fanboys would actually do this.
I don't have fanboys. I don't.
Damn it. Those are out of stock. Fuck.
I don't know.
I have this, like, very weird feeling. Like, I'm going to, like, look at our email for this, by the way, which is dummyplugpodcast@gmail.com.
I don't like where this is going already.
And I have this feeling, like, I'm going to open up the email, like, tomorrow or after we release this episode. And all I'm going to see is, oh, my God, I want to buy Asuka all this stuff. Where do I send it?
The CO box. Oh, my God.
God.
No, don't do that. Don't do those things.
Damn, I would just
like my cosplay page. That's more than...
Yeah.
The nerve binoculars are out of stock. Fuck!
Damn.
Also,
mm-hmm.
I'm dating someone, so I don't want fanboys. Because I don't...
might get fangirls, too, for all we know.
Fangirls are 100% welcome.
That is okay.
Those are A-OK.
Oh, boy.
That is okay.
Kamal's going to fight the fanboys.
What?
If you want to buy me something, you have to best Kamal in physical combat first.
It won't be hard.
I can't beat him. I can't beat him.
I won't put up a fight. And...
Wow.
Okay. Let me rephrase that. I won't.
just pull up.
Hold on, excuse me while I rephrase that, so I don't seem like, you know, that guy.
I'm a tank.
Ooh.
Let me put this in Hold terms on. That are less offensive to Liz. I won't try.
Well, okay, hold on a sec. If there's something, if I have fans, and I doubt I do, if there's something you can want to buy me, there's like these stainless, I think they're stainless steel, but because I can't read Japanese, beverage cups, and like they have the Nerve logo on them, and they're awesome.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah, and I totally would want one of those because I could totally take that to like a Ren fair and it would work.
My problem is I buy a lot of posters and I have finite wall space.
You have a ceiling, don't you?
I do.
That's what I do.
My ceiling's empty. I'll be right back.
That's exactly what I did with my wall scrolls.
And we've just lost Unit 2 for the rest of the podcast.
Yeah,
damn it.
I don't have much wall space at my place. So what I ended up doing was I put my High School of the Dead wall scroll on my ceiling above my bed. Which
I have
don't think about that too hard. Please don't think about that too hard.
One wall.
Oh, I don't need to think about that too hard.
And it's the Zelda one.
Zelda's.
It's really cool. It's like some person did fan art for the 25th anniversary where like it's this huge long thing where like every character ever is on it.
Oh, sweet Jesus. That's a lot of people.
That's pretty cool.
That's everybody.
Everybody.
There's like hundreds upon hundreds of people from the Zelda universe.
Rock your body.
It's not that many. It's like every named character.
Okay.
And, like, if they have more than one version, then it's just one of them.
Oh.
Everybody.
So, which link did they use then?
Yeah. I mean, it's just sort of a generic link.
Oh.
I love how me and Oscar are just sitting here singing Backstreet Boys for, like, no reason.
No, okay.
Is that what you're... Wait,
true story,
what?
True story, that happened at work today, too.
Really?
Like, it was... my manager was singing something else that started with, like, everybody. It might have been, like... I forget, but like he said, everybody, and I went, yeah. He was like, that's not the one. This is coincidentally the same manager who is like the shit. And I told him about the podcast, and if he's listening, hi Zach, working at your store is cool. Hi. I just threatened to fight someone on Twitter over saying that the Ellie in this Love Live event sucks.
Big whoop, you want to fight about it?
meet me in the foot. I literally said,
meet me in the parking lot.
Fight me right fucking now.
Oh my god.
Meet me in the pit.
Hold on. I just found the most ridiculous piece of Ava merch on this site.
Oh, yeah, whatevs.
No, believe me.
What
it
is
like,
it? All right, lay it on us.
Canned bread.
That's
canned
not,
bread is delicious.
That's not Come that ridiculous. On.
I'll have you know. I will have you know.
Hello there, I'm Squidward, and I like canned bread.
Canned bread is delicious.
It's a canned... There's, like, three different versions of it. There's, like, one with Kuaru, one with Rei, and one with Asuka.
Wow, no love for Shinji. I ain't even mad.
But, yes, that exists.
Yeah, we know, canned bread is a thing. Oh, you mean the Ava version? Yeah, that's still a thing.
Oh, they have this wonderful thing where you can choose by character to sort all this stuff out. I'm actually curious to see what... I want to see what Shinji merch they have.
Oh, no. No. Well, too late.
Actually, a lot of this stuff is pretty tame.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's not really... Nothing really crazy, just... Like, they actually sell, like, a whole cosplay outfit for Shinji.
Oh, yeah, because a white shirt and, like... Yeah, because a white shirt and slacks is so hard.
Well, I was going to say, like...
There's a belt.
Fuck on.
Let's see. Not really sure what that is. Okay. I translated this page, and just, like, some of the words don't translate properly. and it's like something diarrhea.
Yeah, no. Mine always does that too.
What the
poop translator?
Diarrhea.
Poop translator.
Oh, see, at least Asuka got some good stuff. Let's see. There's a whole ton of Asuka cell phone covers.
Do they have any for the iPhone 5?
Probably. Yes, actually they do. They have two of them for iPhone 5.
Can't imagine why they wouldn't.
Yeah. They have two of them for iPhone 5.
I want to know what love is.
And they're leather, I believe.
Want you to...
Oh my god, there's also a, it looks like baby clothing.
Yeah, we know there's baby clothing for, you know.
Yeah, but it's got like a hood and stuff and with blankets.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
There's Asuka underpants.
What? Send them to me right now. Oh,
god damn it.
They are out of stock, though.
Of course they are.
Hold on, let me just... God damn it, stupid diarrhea translations. Hold on.
I'm not really impressed with Google's translation of the page, because it didn't really do that good of a job.
So, how far would Asuka go to get Asuka underpants?
Laziness.
Not very.
Yeah, there, laziness is
I put them in the I put them in the chat. Enjoy that.
They probably don't make them in size big bitch anyway, so.
There's a large size for.
Yeah, 94 centimeters. Nice.
Kevin, edit
size.
That out.
I don't,
my anaconda don't want none of these small ass underpants.
Kevin, edit that out.
I'm sorry.
Kevin, put that in.
At least I'm.
No! God damn it.
I'm in charge of editing, so.
Kevin, put that away.
Oh, criminy. I don't even know what topic we're on anymore. I don't even care.
We're still on merch, dude. We haven't left merch for longer than a minute.
We are still talking about merchandise.
Dude, we're doing a fantastic job of staying on topic, given everything.
I know, it's just...
I don't know. What is your ideal piece of Ava merch?
I already have mine.
Yeah, you got the flag.
No, I mean, like, if you could make up a piece of Ava merch, what would it be?
The 7-Eleven unit one.
I said make one up. Use your fucking brain.
Holy crap, there's like five pages of ring merch.
I want a fast food themed Ava unit.
Asuka stumps the college graduate. Make one up,
College graduate, implying there are not two college graduates currently on this podcast. College graduates.
We're not going to stump you.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, that is freaky as fuck.
What?
It's one of those, like... it's one of those dolls of Ray with, like, the really creepy eyes.
What do you mean?
Hold on, I'm just going to put it in the chat because, it's, like, really, really creepy.
It's creepy.
No, it, like, this is, like, one of those stuff of nightmares if you don't like dolls.
Oh, it's cute. It's a Blythe doll.
Oh, it's one of those kinds of dolls. Oh, okay.
Oh, it's so cute.
Huh, that's interesting. They made one of Ray.
Oh, my goodness. I would love this.
Gainer, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's creepy.
That's not, dude, that is not that creepy.
It kind of is.
Meh.
That is literally stuff of nightmares.
Oh, it's so cute.
Have they made, like, Ava, like... ramen bowls, like, that you can, like, you know, put water into and heat up? Like, I feel like that should be a thing.
If they haven't, I'm sure... they made Ava chopsticks, so...
Well, yeah, I know, and I also know that they have, like, Ava on, like, cans of coffee and bags of Doritos, but, you know...
That coffee was delicious.
Yeah, it was. That stuff's...
UCC coffee, yeah.
She still has theirs, it's me.
That's great. That's good stuff.
What? I want a unit 2 snapback. I want a you cannot redo snapback. What? I want all of these. I want a Misato Katsuragi snapback. This is ridiculous. I want all of these.
Oh my god, wait a minute. Asuka, there's something just for you and Kamal.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, I am too.
It's a t-shirt.
Oh god, please, please.
And it's that.
Send it.
Hold on a minute.
Just send it. Don't tell us what it is. Just send it.
Don't
tell us what it is. Just send it.
Okay. You're gonna make sure you look at all the little pictures that are associated with it.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Cooking.
Wait, what? I didn't get it. I just got the front page.
What?
You didn't send the right thing.
Send the right thing.
I totally sent the right thing.
Yep.
Try again.
God dang it. Hold on a second. I gotta go back.
You failed.
I totally sent the right thing.
Mediocre.
Oh, fucking creep.
3 out of 10.
Like, hold on a sec, because I'm on, like, the right page, I just don't know why I didn't send it.
They have life-size...
Okay,
dolls.
Okay, hold on a sec. Why? What does this take you to?
Life-size Oscar, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, it just does take it... Oh, why is it doing that? Hold on a minute. Like, I'm trying to figure out how to do this right. I know, like, do I even do things right, bro?
No, I'm laughing at something else.
Okay, let's try this.
Oh, man, can I get back to that? Fuck.
Okay, try that. That might work.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This is so great that we will never be able to describe it with words. I am so sorry, viewers at home.
It's a shirt that says "Dance, both of you, like you want to win." Wait, what is on the back?
Them falling
it's
over.
Them.
Shut up.
Them.
The Ava legs.
The Ava legs.
I have never wanted something so bad.
It's okay. So completely out of stock.
Oh my God! It's home is being sold out. Okay, according to Google Translate.
Yeah, thanks Google Translate.
God, this is like being in the Bodyline website.
It's like you're totally just gonna wait until it's available and then purchase the crap out of it.
Oh my God, please! I want this so bad. Oh my God, I want it so bad.
Internet, we need you.
Oh my God, someone get it for me.
Holy balls, that's expensive.
What
is
I'm looking at something. I think
$15.
I think it's
yeah,
a leather.
Say.
It's a leather jacket with the Nerve logo.
If you go on the Ava website, like on that website that we're on, the stuff, and you go choose by character, it has all of the characters' names translated correctly, except for Ray,
and
it's spelled
and
like
Mari.
The man's name.
And Mari.
Oh, well, Ray is like R-A-Y is funnier.
Yeah, and Mari. Mari is M-A-L-I.
Wait.
Molly?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Japan.
Yeah. But you know, hold on. But I'm looking at this Ava leather jacket, and
is this an Asuka?
It's a
reed diffuser.
Maybe.
Yeah, it is.
And
what?
The leather jacket's like 520,000 yen or something like that.
Oh.
Or no, I'm sorry, 52,920 yen. Which what's the conversion on that Iowa?
Hold on.
I think 1,000 is right around a dollar.
Okay, how much is it again?
52,920.
No, Kamal, 100 is a dollar.
It's $431.
That's
I think it's like move the decimal like 2 points.
Yeah.
Like a yen is a penny, about.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Well, yeah, like I was looking at like the 5-year like graph of the yen, and it's just...
$10 for the official Asuka eye patch. God.
So you can be Big Bosca? Okay.
I love it.
Gotta spend that money somehow.
I'm still waiting
Everything is out of stock. What the
hell? I am seriously waiting for someone to basically just merge, like, Asuka from 3.33 with Big Boss from Metal Gear into, like, just Big Bosca. I am waiting for this to happen, and I will someone does.
Shut up. Oh my God, I want this so bad.
Oh dear. What is it?
It's a ring. It's a pinky ring, and like it goes around. It doesn't like connect all the way, like it's separated. And the top of the ring is Asuka's interface clips. Like it looks like her little clips. Here, I'll send it.
Oh wow. That's pretty cool.
Way the fuck out of stock, but it's so
It is out of stock. Damn it.
Do they ever restock?
I'm sure they do. I mean, it's the official Ava store, so I mean, they've got to restock. But yes, you know, all this. So yeah, so just for everybody who's probably like, what the hell are they looking at? Again, this is avastore.jp.
Yeah, just go to the Ava store and start looking at all the neat stuff, and you're just gonna you'll get the idea.
Yeah.
Ask a duffel bag.
Wait! Oh my God! It's a pillow.
Uh oh.
Hold on, there's a pillow, there's a Nerve pillow and slippers and...
Why are you surprised by those?
Just because it looks cool and it looks like your flag.
Alright guys, right? Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to buy a house, and we're just going to decorate it entirely with Ava merch.
No.
All Ava merch. In the garage, Ava race car.
I wish we had one of those. Are you kidding me?
Ava race car?
Every shingle on the roof is going to be nerve certified.
So, like, shitty?
Stolen from my neighbors.
Gonna steal it.
Oh, wait, hold on. And in true Misato fashion, there's a Wunder shot glass.
I want it. I just went on Tumblr and found that picture of Shinji and Kaoru laying next to each other using the blankets wrong, and I'm pissed.
Oh, wait, hold on. There's also the Nerve and Vil shot glasses, because, you know, shot glasses.
Vila?
Yes, Willy.
Willy.
There's the Nerve laundry bag.
Dicks. We're talking about dicks.
Dicks!
I'm pretty sure this is Kaoru's belt.
Yeah, because that's...
Because reasons.
Because I didn't realize he had a belt that was that distinguishable, but okay!
Because, hey,
I'm sure his shirt's untucked most of the time.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, I'm sure Kaoru has a belt, he just kind of took it off for Shinji.
Oh, you...
Yeah, hate me, I'm...
No, not gonna hate you, just your jokes.
Oh, okay, here's an actual piece of Ava merch that would actually be worth having. Misato's necklace.
Oh, the cross one?
Yep.
See, that's a good idea. That makes sense.
Expensive, though, I will say that much.
Gee, I wonder why.
It's 21,600 yen, which I'm sure translates somewhere in the range of like 200 bucks.
Wait,
probably 150.
Yeah, at least close to it, I'm saying.
I'm so hungry.
They're so hungry, well, they could eat a computer.
Eat Ava brand razors? I don't know.
No! Ew! Wait, what? No!
No.
It was the first merch I could think of.
Also, no, and I hate Ava-themed razors because of what happened at ASEN this year.
Oh,
go on.
God, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so we've all crammed into the, what is it, the ballroom?
Not the big room where they show where main programming is, it's the other one.
Yeah, so if you ever go to ASEN, there's a secondary ballroom over by where they do the little tank battle thingamajigger, or the mechs, or whatever the fuck it's called. And so we've got everybody crammed in there for Anime Hell, and they've started the program. And these guys decided to show a commercial from Japan of Gendo shaving. And as Gendo is ascending towards the heavens, the friggin' fire alarm goes off.
Oh, you guys had another...
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, this was this year?
This was this year.
This was Friday night. The universe tried to stop Gendo from being clean shaven, and it didn't work. Hence why Asuka got that really funny voicemail from...
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
What are you oh my godding about over there?
Figure of Mari in schoolgirl outfit.
Oh,
Skinner, don't be gross.
I love Mari. Mari is my favorite character. This is
pure. How is your favorite character someone we know
nothing
about?
It's also fully.
Yes, we do. We know a lot about.
It's also
Mari.
Fully posable. So.
Oh.
So yes. Oh god! How tall is 800 centimeters?
I don't know. Do math.
300 millimeters.
Do math.
I don't want to do math. I'm tired.
Well, too bad. Do it anyways.
Either way, it's super expensive. Like, I could never afford it.
No kidding!
Like I think, roughly 150 bucks or something.
Seriously don't know if I would ever really buy any other Ava merchandise. I think I got enough. I got a wall scroll, I have a flag, and I have Nerf, and I have some buttons. I think I'm okay on it. Well, and I also have the bumper sticker and the parking sticker on my car, which... That's all I really need.
Yes.
Because Kaoru died for your sins.
All right. Well, they got the games.
Yeah, my friend Aaron, who does not listen to this, but he went to the anime convention that they held in Tampa last weekend. It's, yeah, by the way, funny story. So the arena for the Lightning is right next to where they held MetroCon. So, yeah, so this, of course, went bad. Well, I don't know if it went bad, but it did get hysterical when the crowds from the hockey game started to merge with the crowds from the anime convention.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually ran into a hockey writer who I follow at Down Goes Brown, who's absolutely hysterical. They both watched a little kid in a Batman costume punch another person dressed as Joker, which was absolutely hysterical. But yeah, so, you know, anime and hockey mixing together, that's always a fun thing.
It's always really fun when people, like, that I'm friends with in, like, the geek side of, like, my life.
Yes.
They'll post stuff like, ugh, I wish everyone would shut up about sports. Geeks are so much better. I'm like, I like both.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I am a geek, but man, do I love my sport. Sport, 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 sport.
Sports
also,
anime.
He found the Ava N64 game for $34.
Nice.
He didn't buy it, but he did find it.
I found the Ava PS3 game.
They're still making them?
Yes.
It's like the Pachinko game or something.
Unit 2, did you miss the memo about beating the dead horse? We've still not beaten it enough. Come on, seriously, it's Ava. Like, they're not going to beat it until we stop buying this crap. And I don't see B happening anytime soon. So, you know,
they would remake the entire original series if it meant they could pump money out of this thing.
If they did that, they would get people to buy it. Are you kidding me? Because, you know, reasons.
Because, yeah, let's just whip Anno till he does it.
Even if Anno doesn't do it, if Sadamoto did it, I'd actually, I'd be more okay with that. Because I'd get a better story and a more coherent ending. And B, I'd probably buy it anyways. Just as long as it's not $300. But you can watch it for only $9.99 on the WWE Network.
God dang it, Iowa. All right, so...
I'm sorry.
Anything else we want to talk about? Because
merchandise-wise, no.
Or anything-wise, because...
I give it a week after this episode's released before someone tries to buy Asuka a bucket.
Don't buy me buckets.
So,
don't do that.
Asuka, you're going to get so many fans.
You're
going to
get something.
Don't buy me buckets.
You're going to get something. You're going to get
if
something.
Somebody, oh, God, don't buy me buckets. I was so kidding.
No, you're going to get buckets.
I don't know. I don't, like, okay, it would be super cool. Like, not even, like, I just like little things to remember people. Like, so, like, say if you were a fan of the podcast, not me, because that freaks me out when you guys say that I personally have fans. It freaks me out a lot. But, like, okay, say you listen to the podcast and you like us and you like our work. If you, like, came up to me at a panel and gave me, like, a little thing, like a sticker, you know what I mean? Like, I would love to put a sticker on my badge so I remember that I met you and that it was special. Or, like, take a picture with me or something. But, like, if you brought me a for real gift, like, if someone brought me, like, a figure, you know what I mean? Like, I just wouldn't know what to do. I would just short circuit. I would probably laugh and be like, haha, fuck you, just because I don't know what to do. Like, I just freak out. And I'm like, haha, ha, this is weird, and I'm overwhelmed with all kinds of different emotions, and I don't know how to process this. So, like, I would probably just start laughing and leave, and Kamal would take the gift and be like, thank you. And it would just be really bad.
Asuka, as somebody who has actually received gifts from fans, I can tell you for sure it is an awkward experience.
Not even awkward. Like, I would be so grateful and so, like, oh my God, you spent your real, like, your American dollars on this. Like, you could have bought, like,
food for yourself.
So many cheeseburgers, or, like, a Blackhawks ticket, or, like...
Oh, wait,
good luck on that one!
You could totally buy any of us Blackhawks playoff tickets next year.
Yeah, if you're going to buy me something, get me a Blackhawks ticket.
Oh my God, you want them to spend more money!
Hey, that's... At least we're going to use it. But yeah, like, no, I've received gifts from fans before, and it's kind of weird. Like, because I always try, it's always kind of like I'm trying not to, like, you know, shatter their dreams of whatever they think I am. And at the same time, it's like I got to be totally, like, it's like I you know, I'm thankful for the gift. It's just, you know, yeah, that happened once. That was weird. I don't know if did I tell you guys that story?
No, tell it, go.
It's not Ava related, like, because I actually have met, you know, very few of our fans outside of, you know, the forums and whatnot. No, a few years ago when I was still doing my Prove Me Wrong panel at Kuroshikon, I had this little girl. She might have been maybe 15 or 16. And keep in mind, at the time, I'm in, like, my mid-20s. She had come to my panel earlier in the day, and I was at another panel, like, because I think I was doing two panels that day or something like that. And she comes up to me.
Your
what?
Cut out for a second. Your mic out for a second. Like, your mic cut out.
Oh, yours?
For, like, a full minute.
I'm sorry.
And then it went, no, it started with, like, she went to my
all right, so anyway, okay, hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay,
damn,
good.
Hold that down.
So anyway, so I was doing like two panels that day or something. I had done my Prove Me Wrong panel earlier in the day. And like I was getting ready for the next one. I was talking to a friend of mine. And I feel this like tap on my shoulder. And I turn around to see what it is. And there's this little girl, maybe like 15 or 16, like just shaking like a leaf. Like, and clutching this giant stick of Pocky that we had given out earlier in the day. And she's, like, trying to muster up the courage to talk to me. And she's all like, I really liked your panel, and I wanted to say thank you. And I'm like, oh, thank you for listening, you know, and thank you for the support. And she hands me the Pocky stick and runs off.
Runs!
Like, literally just takes off. And I'm like...
That's adorable! Holy shit!
Like, honestly, I mean, like, if it happened... Like, if that were to happen to me now, I mean, like, you know, it would be a different story. But, like, at the time, it was a weird situation back then. Like, I can't even... Like, there was a lot of personal stuff going on back then I can't really get into.
That's a weird...
No, it's like I said, complicated stories that I don't want to involve people that are not involved in this podcast in. But yeah, it was just like one of those weird experiences. Like, so yeah, like, trust me, it can be awkward dealing with fans like that sometimes, but you know, it's just be thankful that people like you and want to give you stuff.
No, I'm not thankful.
Not
I'm just,
that.
Oh, I just,
you
I
just don't want those like creepers.
No, not even. I literally don't know how to talk to other people. Like, I'm like, doing panels is fine, but when people ask me questions, I short circuit a little bit. And then when people walk up to the desk afterwards, I short circuit even more. So if someone came up to me, like, when people ask questions, I can do it because they're not talking to me about me. They're talking to me about things that I know. But if someone walked up and was like, I love your work. I listen to the podcast. Here's a present. I would be like, who? Like, what? I would be like, wow, I'm a garbage person. Why do you listen? Like, what? why would you do that? Don't do this. Bye. And like, I would just fuck off because I don't know how to handle it.
God.
But no, I'm like deeply, deeply, intensely flattered and humbled by the experience of people actually liking this podcast and liking it enough to reach out to us. So like,
yeah.
Please come and talk to me after panels and at conventions. But just bear with me that I will probably be extremely nervous. Like, I will be as scared to meet you as you are. If you're nervous, I don't fucking know. I don't know if I'm intimidating. I would hope not. I'm really the opposite of intimidating. Kamal's seen me in public before. I am like a mush. Unless you interrupt me eating, and then...
Well, if that happens, all bets are off.
Yeah, oh my god. Like, honest to God, like, the only two people on this podcast that even look intimidating are me and Iowa.
Yo!
You've never seen Kamal's resting bitch face.
You don't look that intimidating, Gaynor, no offense.
Yeah, when I'm smiling, trust me.
Yeah,
I can,
that's the thing, though. You always look like happy. I don't!
Yeah, that's the thing. So I have
the personification of fuck off with my default look.
Yeah, but Iowa, you got to remember, I'm also like 6 feet, 300 plus pounds here. And
I'm 6 foot six, 300 plus pounds. Your point?
The point is we're big guys and we scare little people.
Everybody's little compared to me.
Exactly.
The only person, and I don't know if he's listening or if he's part of the forums, but the only person I know of that is taller, there are only two people I know of that are taller than me at conventions. One of them is Samurai Dan, and the other one is the guy who was dressed in the Master Chief cosplay. Yeah, he's the only other guy I know that is taller than me at an anime convention. And I love Dan, and I love that guy because he is awesome. And he wore that suit at Midwest for, like, the whole day and still made it to, like, oh, wait, wasn't it your panel, Asuka, that was, like, late that night? Or Kamal's?
Which?
Last year at Midwest. Which one of you had the really late panel again?
I don't even remember.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Well, one of you two had a really late panel Saturday night, and he, like, trudged through the whole day in Master Chief armor just to get to that panel, because he's such a big Ava fan.
Wow.
Yeah, all pretty right. much.
Okay, well.
So, we good for the night, folks?
I think we're good for the night. So, just a reminder to everybody, make sure you guys check us out on the Everyone's Got a Thing network at everyonesgotathing.com.
Yeah, woo! Everyone's Got a Thing. Thanks, guys. That's
the best. We are so happy to be part of them because they are giving us so much support.
I am moderately pleased.
because they're helping us out. We're back on iTunes now because of that. Oh, my God.
That is amazing.
So, yeah, I'll put you can find the link to the iTunes, like, on their site at everyonesgotathing.com. I'll put one up on the front page when I upload this at rebuildthevangelion.org. Make sure you guys like and subscribe and on YouTube. And, you know, geez, we're just diversifying as much as possible at this point. So I hope you guys, you know, appreciate it.
Parker, give me more pictures of diversification.
So visit us on the forums at rebuildofevangelion.org. Email us at dummypluggpodcast@gmail.com. Visit us on everyonesgotathing.com. Is there anything I'm forgetting? Oh, Facebook. I don't know if we're on Facebook. I don't even care.
Yeah, we're on Facebook.
We should
link that on, like, the other thing.
Yeah, I tell you the truth, I don't even know the Facebook page because I didn't make it.
Well, yeah, I know. But every time you seem to share
we
have a new episode, they do the same thing, so you know.
Oh, well, that's good, like, because it automatically pops up, and I just share it.
Oh, well then. All right, what else? We should link that. We should link that on Everything's Got a Thing, just in case.
Yeah, we'll do that. So, anyway, I think that's everything, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so send your fan letters. We might do another fan Q&A somewhere down the line, so, you know, always ask questions.
The faster we get questions, the faster we'll do it. I think what we should try to do is if we get enough questions... What we'll probably do is, because Anime I.O. is about a month from now, we'll probably aim for doing it right after AI.
Yeah, after Anime I.O.
Yeah, like early August, I think, is probably a good time, because if we can get a lot of questions, that'll make things a little easier. Like, we need questions sent up.
Oh, yeah, we need questions. We need diversity in the questions. I mean, we had, like, five people send us questions last time.
Yeah, and I appreciate the fact that people want to send us questions, but I would like more questions from more people, because that means more people get things answered. Yay!
So, yeah, so it's like, you know, if you listen to the podcast, and even if you've never sent us an email before, it can be about anything. It doesn't have to be about Ava.
Yeah, seriously, we will talk about anything, like, you guys want to ask.
Yeah, Iowa likes history. Unit 2 is our big science, you know, person.
Science.
Asuka likes cosplay.
Asuka likes lots of things.
Asuka likes the Blackhawks.
We all like the, I don't know about Unit 2, but, you know.
I'm impartial.
Yeah, exactly. You're impartial, the rest of us are like diehards.
Yeah, Asuka likes Mass Effect.
that's an understatement.
Asuka likes buckets.
No.
And then there's me, and, you know, I'm...
Yeah, well, great. Now Asuka's just going to get, like, a dump truck pulled up to their place, and just buckets are just going to be, like, dumped out into their front lawn.
I'd pay money to see a dump truck full of buckets.
Joke's on you. I don't have a lawn. I live in an apartment complex.
Okay, fine. We'll just dump it into your apartment then.
No, don't do that. I don't have a lot of room.
Well, that means we don't need that many buckets. Yay!
Put them in Kamal's house.
To make a house out of the
Yeah, place. Okay, that works. Okay, we'll just go to Kamal's. We'll just dump it onto Kamal's lawn.
All right.
Sure.
You know, Kamal's like, okay.
Then, of course, you know, if you want to talk anime, I'm your guy, you know.
That's... Yeah, you're the one who watches all the bad stuff and some of the good stuff.
I've since tried stopping watching the bad stuff. I'm
Now it just sort of happens. Just give me another bloody season of Genshiken, and I'll call it even.
Oh, my God, Iowa, I got to talk to you after this about the manga. Holy shit.
Okay.
All right. Tune in to the next book club.
Oh yeah, guys. Wow. Book club.
Shit. We got to figure out about that. Damn it.
Yeah. In addition to this podcast, make sure you guys are checking out the Dummy Plug Book Club because reasons.
Sophistication. Or something. Yes. Yes.
Need.
You know, shout out to Lilith.
That actually gives me an idea for episode 4.
Yeah. Shout out to Lilith. Shout out to Jeremy. Shout out to, you know, everybody we know. Keep calm and party on. So anyway, on behalf of everybody here at the podcast, guys, thank you for listening. Subscribe, like, you know, all that fun stuff. And we will catch you next time. And thank you.
Bye.
Bye.